Hey, Bobby, you know what's really creepy?
What, Lauren?
When you see something and somebody else tells you that's not actually I can't. I'm trying to think of a clever intro. You know what's really scary? If I were to point to...
You mean creepy?
Creepy. If I were to point to that wall and say, that wall is green.
It's actually, there's no wall at all. So this is all green screen behind us. It's all fake.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy theories are creepy.
Yeah, a lot of people have requested this one for a long time.
Yeah.
And I put it off, even though it's one of my favorite things to talk about, just for fun. Not because I believe them, but I just think it's interesting to like think about something in a different way to make it more exciting, even though most of the time it's not true. I've been putting it off because if you're viewers of my YouTube channel, you know that I used to do a series with Gloom over there where I did it. So I didn't know if I had like talked about it enough, but I keep forgetting that some people that listen to the podcast haven't watched every single one of my videos. How dare you? And vice versa. So, we have some new conspiracy theories to talk about, which is not new, but like I haven't talked about them before.
Oh, okay.
And then we have some that I have talked about before.
Gotcha.
I think.
Sure. Whatever you're saying there.
But Bobby said that he found,
why
conspiracy theories are even a thing. Is that what
you found? Yeah, it was kind of like why it was,
I don't know that.
I feel like I was back in college reading this.
Wait, should I say my theory before we find out the actual reason?
Sure, go ahead.
My theory is that people are just bored and they don't want to like. There's two things. Either people are bored and they're like, life is boring, I'm gonna make it more exciting, so they take something that like is kind of straightforward and they're like, no, you know what else could have happened, and then they go on a story. That's my one side. The other side is that people don't like the reasoning for something, so they make up another reasoning that fits their mindset.
Yeah,
it makes more sense or whatever.
Yeah, I think those are both kind of true and go along with what this study found.
Are you about to read me this a came?
No, I'm not going
to
read the whole.
I'm getting
very
nervous
long.
Because there's very a scientific long. Document. In
yeah,
front of
it's
you.
From the Netherlands, from the Netherlands Institute for the Study of Crime and Law Enforcement.
Oh,
yeah. So that's where I got this information from.
Okay.
I just wanted to say before we started, like, I feel as though the older I get, the more I'm open-minded to conspiracies because I feel like
why.
You learn more about the world and you learn how a lot of stuff can be manipulated.
Or maybe because when you're a kid, you're told really not to question anything. Like you have to follow what your parents say. You have to follow what your teacher says. You have to follow what your friends do.
I think I've just become.
And then maybe when you get older, you're just like.
And it's not that I'm believe in them more or am like more conspiracy theory to a lot of stuff. It's more so just that I'm open-minded to hearing and not just being like. Coming to quick conclusions of something. If someone's something crazy, like the moon landing was fake. And it's like, well,
what about lizard people?
Lizard. Yeah. I mean, I have lizard in here.
Are they?
Yeah. It's just, it's more so that I'm trying to approach things more open-minded, whether it's.
Wait, did you say the moon landing was fake?
I mean, that's one of the most popular conspiracy theories.
I know. I'm kind of on board with it.
Oh.
I mean, I think it was real.
Okay.
But. You're like, I'm now just
why don't you wait till we get
me.
Into it?
Oh, why are we going to talk about
yes,
it?
It's one of the most.
Okay, let me just start by saying that I'm pretty sure that it did happen. However, I know all the reasoning. Like, there's some historic
stuff get
behind
into it later.
That leads me to be like, maybe.
All right.
I could see it.
I just, like I said, I've become more open-minded because I've seen how easily manipulated the world is
in
various instances.
I want to know how many conspiracy theories turned out to be true.
Well, I have that as well.
Sweet.
They're not.
Let's get
they're not
into
the
it.
Biggest of conspiracy theories when I skimmed through it and looked at it, but it's just examples of how.
Yeah, I gotcha.
That's all I want to say. So
okay.
The title of this study is Conspiracy Theories as Part of History, the Role of Societal Crisis Situations. According to this study, the first spike occurred shortly before the year 1900 at the height of the Second Industrial Revolution. That period, a period that was characterized by the rise of major companies, quick technological progress, and rapidly changing power structures. Such major societal change is a recipe for feelings of insecurity among citizens, particularly those who feel powerless or voiceless. The second spike occurred during the late 1940s and early 1950s, a period that marked the beginning of the Cold War. Many of the conspiracy theories that were ventilated during that period assumed an association between groups or institutions with communism.
Ah, of course. Mm-hmm. Communism.
I feel like the more technological and the more the spread of people and the spread of ideas, probably the more like conspiracy theories.
You also just pointed out a couple times in history where things were kind of like uncertain.
Yes. Well, that's what they're saying. Okay. Is like the catalyst for a lot. Those two things, the Industrial Revolution and the Cold War, were the big like spikes and catalysts of conspiracy theories.
Gotcha.
The core conclusion that emerges from these data is that conspiracy theories have not increased over time. And if there ever has been an age of conspiracism, it is not in the present decade. The internet plays a role in conspiracy theorizing.
Yeah, I feel like it's huge now. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I think they're trying to say like it's always been around. We just are more.
I gotcha. Now we hear about it more.
Hear about it and more aware of it. Its role seems restricted to replacing other means of communications, the internet. So it's like instead of like word of mouth, you're having the internet. So it feels more real, I guess. Like when you were a kid, at least when we were kids, and you had an older like sibling of someone or whatever saying like, oh, this is some crazy thing that they would say, and you'd believe them because they're older. Nowadays, you hear everything looks more real because of the internet. But now I think we're starting to realize that not everything is real. Conspiracy theories are initiated by the subjective thoughts and feelings that people have when confronted with societal crisis situations, such as fire, a disease, an epidemic, a war, a plane crash, or a terrorist strike. Conspiracy theories provide people with simplified answers specifically to questions of how a certain crisis situation emerged and which societal actors can and cannot be trusted. These answers are highly...
Yeah, I said that's kind of what I...
Yeah.
I was right.
These answers are highly relevant for how people cope with crisis situations. Crisis situations are likely to have psychological effect on people that they become uncertain or feel that they cannot control their environment anymore. So like you said, people who like don't have control.
It happens so often. This is like reminding me that it happens so often lately. Because I remember like whenever something like... We're going to try not to get political with this, even though a lot of conspiracy theories are around that. But do you remember like when the insurrection was happening? I don't think it was questioned while it was happening, but as soon as it was over, it was like, it wasn't Trump supporters. It was Antifa.
Yeah.
And they staged it and they pretended to be. And I was like, oh my God. Like at what point is it like, do you take something at face value? I feel like you can't now because second you're like, yeah, that's what happened. Somebody else is like, no, it's not.
Well, it's like I said, the older I get, the more I feel like things are more manipulated. So I think a lot more people also feel like that everything is manipulated. There's always someone behind something, pushing the buttons, pulling the strings and something like that. People are probably like, oh, well, it couldn't have been this.
It's like, I literally trust nothing anymore.
That's yes. DTA. Don't trust anyone.
But even like, I forget we've been watching Succession lately. And every now and then they'll say like something was planted in the newspapers and then it comes out that like one of the main characters planted it themselves like to manipulate the situation. It's kind of like Kris Jenner. They always say like she plants stuff about her family in newspapers, media outlets, like to exacerbate situations.
Yeah.
But then all the time, like I never know if when a company specifically gets into like hot water, I never know if they did that on purpose now, because I know that it happens. I know that companies like bad press is still press.
Yeah.
And if they need something, they need a lifeline. How many times was bad press turned into like a campaign about that store?
I just saw that I was on YouTube Shorts. Like Logan Paul was explaining how he used some sort of marketing tactic where
he asked the fans to throw bottles.
So that it would generate press. Like, oh, all these angry fans throwing prime. And they told them to do that.
Yeah.
So
it's just real.
Yeah. So that's why I feel like people are more open to conspiracy theories.
I understand.
We've been manipulated so many times that it's like, well, what do we believe anymore?
Yeah.
There's not like, that's why politics have become such a tumultuous place because you're trying to trust the people who are in charge. But then in the back of your mind, you're always like, they've screwed us before. What's preventing them from screwing us again?
Yeah.
Kind of deal. That's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
We'll continue on with this study's findings.
Don't trust anyone.
Yeah, don't trust anyone.
They say that on Secession all the time, yeah. Too.
So in regards to the feelings that people can't control their environment, conspiracy theories address these feelings by enabling precautionary actions to the alleged conspirators, leading to increased vigilance that may be useful in exposing, combating, or avoiding the conspiracy. Conspiracy theories provide people with simplified answers specifically to questions of how a certain crisis situation emerged and which societal actors can and cannot be trusted. These answers are highly relevant for how people cope with crisis situations. Crisis situations are likely to have the psychological effect on people that they become uncertain or feel that they cannot control their environment anymore. Conspiracy theories address these feelings by enabling precautionary actions to the alleged conspirators, leading to increased vigilance that may be useful in exposing, combating, or avoiding the conspiracy. So I think what that study is kind of showing is that because of crisis situations, as they say, it puts people at this heightened sense of alertness that they're trying to figure out, like explain something simple like a plane crash or something that, oh, it couldn't have been simple as like a mechanical malfunction. It had to be, there's malfeasance behind it.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like every big 9/11 has so much conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that's in here as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What did I say about getting put? I mean, technically it's political, but it's not. It's like an event that happens.
Anything can be political.
COVID was political.
Very.
It was a virus.
Yeah. That's what I was, me and my friends and I were starting to chat about something to do with COVID. Oh, it was about LeBron James' son had a cardiac arrest.
Yeah, I saw that.
So a lot of people say it's the vaccine. It can cause myocarditis. Yeah, something like that. Which, so when it comes to the vaccine, I think with something, I don't want to
don't
touch the subject.
Touch the subject.
All I want to say is that it's very odd to me that when it comes to vaccines that we take normally, flu,
all
the normal ones you take when you're young, tetanus. Those have been around and tested for years and we more or less know the long-term effects. We didn't know COVID vaccine long-term effects. We don't. It's only been 2 years.
What I'm trying to say is
why did we so quickly say, oh, this is fine, and not at least be like, okay, we're going to take this. There could be effects, which I think some people that was more or less my approach was that, okay, I trust this, but at the back of my mind, I'm also there could still be long-term effects that we don't know because it's only 6 months.
I think the thought process was that COVID was also causing that.
Yes, that
microcurrent. I mean, the argument could be made,
but that's
if
not
you
the
had
big,
COVID, yeah. Should you also get the vaccine, being that you're already at risk for obviously, I don't know the answer to that. That's why I don't speak on it because
I don't either. But my big thing when it comes to the vaccine and trying to approach it with a more open mind is that.
Well, the alternative was living that way for a long time.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think that was
living in pandemic days for a long time. I think that's why people were jumping on it.
Because at least how it feels now is that in this current climate and it feels like COVID didn't even happen really anymore.
Nobody talks about it.
No one talks about it. So
it's a very weird. The last couple of years have been very weird.
10, 20 years from now, if we look back on it and we could be like, great, the vaccine worked. It stopped the spread, blah, blah, blah. Or all of a sudden we could have side effects. All I'm saying is that.
Yeah. I'm always on the side that everything is going to have, even regular vaccines, though, have side effects.
Yeah.
Have proven side effects.
Like medicine, medications you see on TV all the time. May cause this, may cause this. It's a whole list of something for whatever pill you're trying to take. I just think.
I feel like I'm always on the side of people did their best with the knowledge that they were given at the time.
That's a good attitude to have.
Instead of thinking that people had evil intention or not.
I think it's why I think it's a mix of both when it comes to a lot of the conspiracy theories and like COVID and the vaccine. It's that I think what all that showed me was that a lot of people are so quick to judge one way or another instead of, well, it was a crisis situation.
It was a crisis.
So people were saying, okay, this
is that's why I our only way out. I don't blame, I honestly don't, most situations in the COVID times, I don't blame for anything that happened because nobody knew what was happening.
Yeah.
If later on people knew and they were still making
decisions,
then I don't know.
On is that I feel like we need to start approaching something like COVID and how we handled it a little more open and honest.
Well, it's like
because we have a lot of people.
It's like a case study.
Yes.
For the next time.
But
hopefully never.
Like, I have some friends who are so rigid one way and so some who are so rigid another way. I try to kind of be in the middle of things.
Just, well, I think that's how, I think society would do better if people were in the middle of things.
Yes.
Where people didn't see black and white. Because
you can't have a conversation about it because when we talked about the Bronny James thing, some people were like, oh, like making, oh, of course this is good. Like, they're going to start blaming the vaccine and then it starts. It's like, why don't we just, instead of making it out to be like, oh, this is.
I think instead of blaming one way or the other, being like, if somebody said, like, you shouldn't fully blame the vaccine when you know nothing about this kid's medical history.
Exactly.
And you should not completely write it off.
Mr. X-Man had his opinion on it.
Who?
Elon, X-Man.
Oh, God. I don't. Well, do you. Do you take anything he says?
What? He's just,
do you
he's
live
a genius.
Your life the way that the X talks about?
Yeah, I
think that's why I like conspiracy theories, though, except when people fully believe them as fact and don't want to question it.
Yeah.
Like, then that's scary. That's I where think the that's scariness the
long and short
from.
Is that we went into, I like to question things more when it comes to like COVID and vaccine, not be like apprehensive, but just
you should question everything.
Yes. But I've learned to not just take everything at face value. And that's what I personally learned, like reflecting on what happened and judging other people for their opinions and views. And I tried to, as like it went on, like listen to opposing views or differing views.
I think I was on a good side of it.
What do you mean?
I mean, I guess this is relevant to the conversation because it's... But like when people did not want to get the vaccine, I don't think I once did not understand.
Yeah. I did it. It took me.
It took you a little longer.
It took me a little longer.
But for me at first, I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
You're this feeling like, except for the people that thought that the vaccines were putting microchips in them. And that's why they did not want to get them.
Yeah, that's a little.
That's nope. Then I was judging you. But crazy. If you. Didn't want to get it because you were just scared. Like it stemmed from fear. It stemmed from, I don't know what this is going to do. Yeah. I would rather take my chances. I had no problem with that. And that was a controversial, take then, but now it's not, which is crazy.
That's where I feel now.
Cause now it's
whereas
like,
I wish I felt a little bit more like that. Cause I would have judged others differently. What I've changed is I don't have like this blind trust of like government as much as I
don't know why you ever did.
Not so much blind trust, but it was just like, I don't know. I feel like I was manipulated and I'm trying to not let things like that happen
with
again.
Everything though.
Yes.
I think maybe it just took COVID for you to see that things are manipulated.
Yes. So that's why,
especially in media,
I think this is relative because when it comes to conspiracy theories, people look at things and they're like, oh, we're just being manipulated again. They've done this. This has happened before. Why not? Yeah. Why is it any different than it was last time? So being more open-minded, I think, is the long and short of what I'm trying to say when it comes to like conspiracy theories.
But that's why I also put off this topic for so long. And hopefully the people listening, they should be people that like know us well enough by now.
Yeah.
But the problem with talking about this is then you get all the people that are like, you're spreading misinformation. And it's like, okay, so let me just state from the beginning. These are our opinions.
They're opinions. But all at the same time, what if you're not?
What if you're not what?
What if you're not spreading misinformation?
But we don't know that.
I know.
We're not in the.
Exactly. But this is what I'm trying to.
I would never.
This is what I'm trying to think more of is what if we're not? And everything we're saying is true. And
what if you are?
I know, but that's why you have to start approaching things more open-minded and starting to not just judge, oh, you're wrong, you think this. It's like, okay, here's your opinion, here's my opinion, let's talk about it more, instead of the, this is crazy, you're an idiot, this is so dumb, how could you think this way, you're on the wrong side of history, you're stupid, you're this, you're that. That's what I don't like anymore, because what is in the back of my mind is, what if you're wrong? Are you gonna like apologize and like repent for like your side that you supported misinformation? Like, that's what I just have a hard time wrapping my head around, is that what if you're wrong? What if the people who are so confident that you're spreading misinformation, what if it like all of a sudden it's like, oh, actually, no, you're right. It's like, then what?
I think that's why it's harder for somebody to say they're wrong, because exactly. It's not. You're never going to get somebody that's going to say they're wrong, because then that.
But that's what I'm trying to keep in my head on. Is that, okay, you're saying something that I don't agree with, but what if I'm wrong? That's what I think what I'm trying to say more is, okay, you maybe you're right and maybe I'm wrong. That's it. That's what I think when it comes to like conspiracy theories and like hot topics and politics, is like approaching it from a, they're very passionate about what they're saying. What if they are like wrong about it and I'm right and vice versa? Like, you can't just like combat two opposing forces. You have to smooth into it, ease into it, and like discuss things more. Maybe one part of it you'll agree on, and then you can start figuring things out more. That's what I've.
I like we immediately went into a topic that so we should steer clear.
Well, we have to. This is
it's
what,
like, no politics, but yeah, it's hard to do something that's not political.
Yeah.
That's not considered political.
Yeah. Well, everything is politics nowadays, because like I said, people are just want to argue.
I think the second that COVID, I thought COVID was going to bring us together. I really did. Also, if you've been on the receiving end of this, you know how easy it is for this to happen. Like, even my time with the Knicks, I've told you, like, I would listen to the radio or listen, like, see a newspaper article the next day where they reported on something that I was there for and it was not correct.
Yeah.
Or like they took something out of context, or like, and I was like, that's not what happened.
That happens a lot. Yeah. With politics and sports. And
yeah. Or even like, even on my channel, do you remember before I was pregnant with Melody? I was not pregnant or thinking of being pregnant. Like, it was like years before Melody, and people thought I was pregnant because I was wearing oversized clothing to something, and also was carrying a neck pillow, which they thought was a pregnancy pillow. Do you remember that?
No.
They were like picking apart my videos to see if I was pregnant. And I was like, goodness. Okay, again, coincidental.
Yes.
But I can understand how that can happen if somebody's like really reading into something.
Yeah.
I think that too, if you are looking for something, you're going to find it.
You're going to make something in your mind.
Like, it's like, oh, when people are like, fold the dollar bill, and they're like, there's aliens in the dollar bill. Yeah. What does it mean? And it's like, what? I don't know. What does that mean? Like, you're just trying to find something out of nothing.
It's a weird thing, because you want to be open-minded. You want to like kind of question everything, but then it's at the same time, it's like, well, what kind of life are you going to live?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, then what are you?
You're never going to trust. That's why I said, if you can't before, trust, you try anybody, to like then be middle of the road and just have that like kind of questioning mindset of,
I gotcha.
Like, I don't trust you 100%, but I'll listen to you and whatever. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to like discuss these things, because they could be plain and simple and it is what it is and bad things happened, or it's like there could be bad actors and things could have been manipulated. And that's what's scary, is that a lot of the time.
That's why I don't think don't any know. Of these subjects I would 100% go one way or the other.
No, I don't. I don't. I'm not
like the big,
no,
I'm talking about the big ones.
Well, let's go through them and we'll say if we want to say where we are.
Okay. If like, we're
middle of the road.
If we would enter, I think each of these shouldn't be whether we accept it or not.
Yeah.
If we are entertained by the idea of it, meaning
gotcha.
Like you could, like I could see that.
All right. So the first
there
one.
There you go. You'll give so it I got this, can see that ranking.
I got this from a Time article. It was on the 40th anniversary of the moon landing, which was 40th anniversary was 2009. Oh. So this is pretty old, but all of these things are
still the most popular. Or well-known.
Yeah, well-known. So the first one they have here is the JFK assassination.
Yep.
For those who don't know, I can read a little bit of what we got here. So President John F. Kennedy, he was assassinated November 22nd, 1963.
Which also, what a traumatic thing to also see.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it was live televised, wasn't it?
I think it might have been. I'm not sure.
I know it's on video.
Oh, it's definitely, there's video of it for sure. He was struck by two bullets, one in the head, one in the neck, while riding an open top limo in Dallas. Lee Harvey Oswald was charged with killing him. And a presidential commission headed by Chief Justice Earl Warren found that Oswald acted alone. Conclusion hasn't passed muster with the public. A 2003 ABC News poll found that 70% of Americans believe Kennedy's death.
70%
was we don't know how many and what demographic. This is from 2003. Was the result of a broader plot.
I did watch a documentary on it. Maybe it was that one.
Yeah.
The 2003 one. And it was pretty crazy. So some of the info. Yeah, that came
we
out.
Watched something. Some suggest some people think there was a second gunman on the grassy knoll, which you may have heard of. Others believe in a broader conspiracy, which when you listen to people talking about it, you're like, oh my goodness, like this makes sense. Or not so much makes sense, but like, okay, I can tell me more.
I see it.
Tell me more.
Are we doing our ranking?
So others believe in the even broader conspiracy. Kennedy was killed by CIA agents acting out of anger over the Bay of Pigs or at the behest of Vice President Lyndon Johnson. Or by KGB operatives, mobsters mad at Kennedy's brother for initiating the.
So he had a lot of people out to get him. Basically?
So he was riling up a lot of people, doing a lot of things that like some people in the CIA didn't like. That the vice president was like, it was just a tumultuous time, and he was trying to change that. And because of like the way things were, they didn't want him to change it. So that's. What gotcha. A lot of people have tried to say, like, why would a random, but then again, there are like random killings. So it could be just a crazed person.
Is that who it was? It was,
well, that's,
it was just
saying.
A random crazed person.
I don't know too much about him.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him either.
I remember we watched something about
him. Yeah, watched, no, that was a Stephen King book that they made into a,
oh.
That was the one with like the time traveler guy. But yeah, they showed him.
Yeah, so that's that one. I'm definitely like, when you hear more about the like political turmoil surrounding Kennedy and how, you know, people in his government didn't like him so much. It's.
Do you want to give it a ranking of how believable?
Of how where
how,
I stand.
Where you stand.
I would like.
I just want to give a one word like, well, I could see that.
Percentage happening. Wise, like I would say like. If 50 is in the middle, obviously, then yeah. I would say I'm probably like 55, like definitely open-minded to hearing about more. And it's definitely like whenever there's random it's acts plausible. Of violence, there's always people who want to investigate more. I'm like, why did this happen?
Yeah.
What was the underlying issue? So, yeah, that's how I feel.
Gotcha.
You?
Probably like, I'm probably exactly in the middle.
Yeah.
I feel like it could have went either way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably more person. In the middle. Maybe that's just like 55. But
because he was in the government and doing a lot of things that people didn't like. Yeah. I could also see that happening. So
yeah. The next one I have here is Area 51 and the aliens, as they said. Conspiracy theorists believe that the remains of crashed UFO spacecrafts are stored at Area 51, an Air Force base about 150 miles from Las Vegas, where government scientists reverse engineer the aliens' highly advanced technology. Fodder for this has come from a variety of supposed UFO sightings in the area and a testimony from a retired Army colonel who says he was given access to extraterrestrial materials gathered from an alien spacecraft that crashed in Roswell, New Mexico. Yeah, so that's the long and short of it is that people think that there's aliens at Area 51.
I don't know if they're at Area 51.
Okay.
But I think that I think the government definitely knows more about what's going on in space.
When it comes to aliens... I am very much in the, like, this, I'm not 100%, but, like, 90%.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure they exist.
Yeah.
It's a matter of, I don't know how much of that we know or have found.
Mm-hmm.
Who believes this? Your dad? That there's aliens that are living among us already?
Yeah, me.
You believe that? That's something I don't believe.
I think so.
I think, why would they waste
I mean, I'm time? Not, like, out there.
What are they doing?
What are they doing? Learning. Observing.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they're, like, people, like, walking around.
That's,
That's what I mean. Like, they're among us. Like, they're, some people think that they're, like, in government.
Who knows? Like, we don't know what kind of technology they have.
But then that's, like, lizard people. Lizard people
What
could
if those
be
are the aliens? That's what it's. I don't know. I it's more so you just have to. if they came out tomorrow, I'd rather have my mind be, that's, I think that's what
you don't
it
want
is.
Your mind to be blown.
I don't
want
to be so
I knew it, Lauren.
It's not even that I knew it. It's more so just I want to wrap my head around it and like think of this possibility.
You want to prepare for every situation.
Be more prepared.
Even if it's a crazy situation.
Because if it never comes to truth or whatever, then okay. But I'm not going to waste my life like trying to prove it one way or another.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I'm just open-minded to hearing things. Like, yeah. If they just came out today and were like, all right, aliens are real. They're out there. Blah, blah, blah. You know? Then you...
Maybe I'm an alien.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
What's your percentage on aliens?
In what context?
That
they're at that Roswell,
we've,
or that they're
we've
at,
had like Area 51. We have evidence. We have technology.
I think there's got to be something that has they've either found in space or has crashed here.
Yeah.
Over the lifetime of humans.
The coolest conspiracy theory is that they're time travelers. I think that one's interesting.
Not that it's cool, us.
That it's us
time traveling. Yeah. I think that's one of the coolest ones too.
And that you only mostly saw them back in the day because that was before like technology and smartphones and stuff. And now everyone's recording everything. So it's like, oh, we don't care about these times. We've seen it all. Very interesting. This one is one that I don't believe, but it's like crazy.
Yeah, I don't really believe it either. I've heard of it.
Paul McCartney, that he had died in 1966. And theorists claim that the Beatles covered up his death, hiring someone who looked like him, sang like him, and had the same personality.
Yeah, I think that's insane.
Which there's like this is a.
They also, isn't that about Avril Lavigne too? Don't they believe Avril Lavigne was swapped out with a different Avril Lavigne?
Yeah, and then I saw something the other day. People think like Michael Jackson's still alive, and that there's people who look.
Oh
like,
yeah, there's that. Elvis is still alive. Yeah, I mean a lot Tupac of Tupac is still alive.
It's
all of them.
Yeah, that feels like a form of denial with that kind of stuff. So some of the reasons why.
Yeah, why? They just didn't want to.
Yeah. In the song Taxman, George Harrison gave his advice for those who die, meaning Paul. The entire Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was awash with Paul's dead clues. The Beatles had formed a new band featuring a fictional member named Billy Shears, which is supposedly the name of Paul's replacement. The album contained John Lennon's A Day in the Life, which had the lyrics, he blew his mind out in a car, and the recorded phrase, Paul is dead, miss him, which becomes evident only when the song is played backwards. Lennon also mumbled, I buried Paul at the end of Strawberry Fields Forever. In interviews, he said it was actually cranberry sauce and denied any of the messages. There's all these other ones that like...
So they think
on the Lonely Hearts Club Band on the album cover,
yeah,
there was a logo on the drum, which is... It's the number one, then the word one, and then one again, X, he, die, 1, 1, 1.
Damn, that's really going.
I would go 0% here.
Yeah, I don't see the real. So they think that the other Beatles killed him.
No, they didn't say that.
They were saying John Lennon said he buried him.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he killed him. Like, you bury your friend, you bury your.
I gotcha.
That.
I gotcha.
But why would they cover it up?
Why would they cover it up?
I don't know. This one doesn't make too much sense.
If anything, I feel like if an artist dies, it like
there's just no way.
Music.
When you watch like videos of him throughout time, like there's no way you can find someone that's
looks able and sounds to exactly yeah. like him. Yeah. He would have to look like him, and his voice would,
and
have
then
to sound
also
like
be
him.
Able to make music, create yeah. songs, which is something he was doing. Like, no. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I have heard that one, but no.
I don't. That's a zero. Zero for you?
Yeah.
This next one is that secret societies control the world. So this like is like Illuminati and stuff like that.
I could kind of get on.
This one is a little more believable because I could very easily see very wealthy and influential people getting together and
yeah, like the richest of the rich
yeah,
and the
let's
president
control and manipulate things.
Yeah.
Do that with media. They do that with
I feel like they
politics.
Do that already though when yeah, yeah. when governments step in with like yeah. companies and they have like deals with one another and...
Absolutely. This is one of the more like I would even say it's conspiracy. It's more so just
like in what way are they all connected yeah. and do they all like
do they all hang out and get together and like have meetings like all right
in cloaks
this is like... this is the 5-year plan. We're
I think
gonna...
that's what people picture is they're like in cloaks yeah. giving like sacrifices
yeah to, like... they might be
that's how they gain their power and money.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
So
Beyonce, she's there. Jay-Z in cloaks.
There's the Skull and Bones Society from Yale, because in 2004, both candidates for president were from Yale.
Oh.
The Skull and Bones Society, which a lot of their members have risen to powerful positions. And then, of course, there's the Illuminati, which is said to have originated in 18th century Germany, and which is allegedly responsible for the pyramid and eye symbol on the $1 bill. And they intend to foment the world wars to strengthen the argument for the creation of a worldwide government, which would, of course, be satanic in nature. Of course.
Yeah.
Or the Freemasons, who their group is the oldest and largest worldwide fraternity. They have alumni such as George Washington. And some think that despite donating heaps of cash to charity, they're actually secretly plotting your undoing at Masonic temples across the world. Or maybe some theorize that they're pulling the strings and shadow, like we said, just people controlling and manipulating the world. And then that there might be intellectuals on the Council on Foreign Relations, which is policy that they're just using to like control politics and government. So yeah, this one is more, this is on the more believable scale. This doesn't sound that far-fetched to me, that people of high influence and extreme wealth can control.
I don't think that they're trying to make a worldwide satanic government.
I don't think it's that. I could see them trying to make like a worldwide government just to control everything. Like,
I gotcha.
A small group of people controlling everything.
Ah.
Yes, this one's on the more believable scale for me. This is like a,
I'd say it's like a 70, but yeah, in the context that I think that powerful people meet up a lot more than we realize.
They definitely
to
meet up.
Make decisions that's going to impact all of us.
Absolutely. I definitely, this is, yeah, 77%.
Like between government and rich people and famous people.
Yeah, this definitely feels like Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And
in what way?
Bezos,
I have no
and
idea.
Musk are all hanging out and just, they're laughing at how silly we're all reacting to all their nonsense.
That's why Elon now, he's just like, I'm going to name everything X.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I'm going to fight Zuckerberg. And they're just like going off
that
the
would
rails
be awesome
now.
If they fought.
I would love
they're
it.
Both like getting really into it. Well,
I was
least,
just about to say it would make so much money, but I was like, they don't need money.
No, if they did it all for charity, like donated all
oh,
the charity.
That would
or
be awesome.
Like, I know Zuckerberg's gotten really into Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Isn't he like and Krav Maga and stuff?
No, Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh.
And Zuckerberg as well. Like, James
awesome.
Sent me.
They would kill each this, other.
It would be very intense. Cool to watch them fight. Like, Zuckerberg's gotten in insane shape.
Damn.
Musk is a little more.
So you'd put money on Zuck?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of fight they're having. I mean, like, they're both training with, like, very highly skilled people.
Is it happening? Or are they just
I
training
don't think
in general?
It's gonna happen, but
yeah, I don't think
they
it,
could
I don't
do.
Think
they could
do
very much do a jiu-jitsu match because that's, you know, not striking.
Yeah.
Ideally, you know, no one's gonna get like majorly injured,
destroyed. Yeah,
yeah, that would be very. I would watch that.
I would watch that.
And the next thing we have here in the list is that the moon landings were faked, which we were discussing earlier in the podcast.
Yes, we'll read it first, and then okay. I will give my.
So, doubters say the U.S. government, desperate to beat the Russians in the space race, faked the lunar landings with Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. I didn't realize, I don't know, I always like randomly remember like Buzz Lightyear was named after
Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah. That they acted out their mission on a secret set, on a secret film set located either in Hollywood Hills or deep within Area 51. With the photos and videos of the Apollo missions only available through NASA, there's no independent verification that the lunar landings were anything but a hoax. The Smoking Gun, film of Aldrin planting a waving flag on the moon, which critics say proves that he was not in space. The flag's movement, they say, clearly shows the presence of wind, which is impossible in the vacuum of space. NASA says Aldrin was twisting the flagpole to get moon soil, whatever,
okay,
which caused the flag to move. And never mind that the astronauts have brought back hundreds of independently verified moon rocks. Theorists have even suggested that filmmaker Stanley Kubrick may have even helped NASA fake the first lunar landing, given that his 1968 film 2001, A Space Odyssey proves that the technology existed back then to artificially create a space-like set. Okay. And then they're saying that there's astronauts who died, that they were actually killed by the U.S. government because they were going to disclose the truth.
Oh, God.
That they died in a fire when they were equipment testing for the first moon mission. The far-fetched as the hoax may seem, a 1999 Gallup poll showed that it's comparatively durable. 6% of Americans say that they thought the lunar landings were fake and 5% that they were undecided.
That seems like a very low.
Yeah. I don't know. That seems a little messed up. I copied it, right?
Yeah. I feel like those percentages are off.
This is more so like.
So I believe that we've been to the moon, obviously. We are at the moon. But I could see a world where, because of the tensions that were rising between us and the Russians during that time, that it would make political sense for us to just say we were there first. But yeah. I could also see it having happened. So, like,
this is more like a 5 to 10% for me.
What?
That I like believability wise. Like, I don't think it's true that we faked it.
Yeah.
But at the end, that I'm very, like, again, open minded to it. Like, I'm 80%.
You understand why.
If they came out and said this was fake, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, no way. I can't believe that. I'd be like, they got us again.
The only thing that gets me is that they say there are verifiable moon rocks that they brought back.
Yeah.
But maybe they brought them back at another point.
But who's verifying them?
Ooh.
It's like with anything when
I know,
you're like reading an article and you're like, all right, where is this coming from?
They got this information. Even if somebody were to say like the moon landing was 100% real, here is all of the documentation and studies and everything. You'll still have people saying, well, who paid that guy? Yeah. Who is that guy?
That's
like
there's
never an end.
Yeah.
There's never a like satisfying, unless you were there and did it yourself. Like there's going to be no convincing somebody. That's why it's just like a losing battle regardless.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's it's an interesting one.
So this is more of a biblical one.
Yeah.
So Jesus, you know, Jesus.
I do. I'm aware of him.
You're aware that he was a real person.
I've heard of him.
Okay. Jesus and Mary Magdalene might have been married, or so says the Gospel of Philip. Isn't this the whole concept of national treasure? Oh, is that what it says?
Da Vinci Code.
Sure, or Da Vinci Code. There you go. Sure. One of the Nicolas Cage movies. Sure, it's the basic plot of the Da Vinci Code. But the theory finds its basis in... I always wondered this, if the Da Vinci Code was based on something. But the theory finds its basis in writings from the Gnostic Gospels, which were discovered in 1945, and whose authenticity religious experts still dispute. Okay, so they found writings in 1945, but they don't know if they're actually real or not. Okay. In the Gospel of Philip, Mary Magdalene, who is referred to as Jesus's koinonos, a Greek term for companion or partner. Yes, I always thought their relationship was odd in the Bible, like when we learned about the Bible. It's like, oh, they just like hung out.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything.
I know you don't know anything about that.
Not too familiar with the Bible.
Is depicted as being closer to Jesus than any other apostle. In an exchange between...
So he had his, like, apostles.
Yes.
His, like, followers. Who were all men. They were all men except for Mary Magdalene.
She wasn't an apostle. She was just his friend.
Oh,
I see. His buddy. She just hung out.
They may not have been married, but...
they
may have been...
They hung out.
Together.
It's fine. They hung out.
Trying to make Jesus Jr.
In an exchange between Peter and Mary, he admits to her that the Savior loved you above all other women. A tense moment in the scripture that seems to portray the jealousy that the other apostles might have felt for Mary's relationship with Jesus. They were like, Jesus is our friend. Mary, get out of here.
Oh my God.
It's
like Yoko.
It's like every other like young, like when you're... buddy gets like a girlfriend, he just disappears. Yeah, you're like, what the heck?
Yeah. Jesus, I thought we were doing something like everybody here, man.
Jesus had the same problems as everybody else. The only other evidence used to support the theory is a mention of Jesus kissing Mary often, but some say kissing was the custom and it was typical of Jesus to practice it with those close to him. So take that as you will. By the way, this is all stuff that was in the Bible.
Yeah, I have.
We're not making it up.
I don't really have much of an opinion on this because I don't know much about this.
I think so.
All
I
will say is that sounds like they were.
It's believable. I don't understand. I think so. The whole part of the Bible with Jesus is that Jesus was not all human. He was part God.
Yeah.
He was God's son.
Yeah.
So he was half his mother Mary and half God.
Okay.
There was no father.
He was a demigod.
He was, yes. Yes. He was. He was half human, half God.
He was like Maui.
Yes. So because of that, Jesus is said to not have any of the humanly
wants and desires.
So that's why he didn't sin.
Mm.
He was supposed to not have sinned. And thus mean, I know, that's why it doesn't make any sense. Like, if he was all God, then sure. But if he's half human, that means he must have half human desires. Oh, wait, sorry. In the Bible, there was a moment where before he knew he was going to die, he had a moment of like questioning God or something. And that was said to be one of his human things of like, I don't want to die. Why are you making me do this type thing? So sorry, he did have that. But I don't know why in the Bible or even this aside, like if this conspiracy theory makes like Christians, Catholics, whatever, angry. I don't know if it does. I feel like it wouldn't make me angry because I'd be like, okay, like why is it important that he was never with a woman? Like, why is that an important?
I don't know.
Because it's a sin because he wasn't married. Like, but they could have kissed. Yeah, but I didn't say they did anything else.
Yeah.
Like, kissed. I think the whole premise is like Jesus's main mission was to come here to save humans by dying for their sins. And so if you say, oh, he also like had a girlfriend, then people are just like, what? That's not what he was supposed to do. I don't understand. Yeah. So I have to dive into that a little bit more. I don't know why it's such a,
I want to go back and watch
Da Vinci Code.
I love those movies.
Da Vinci Code like blew my mind the first time I watched it, but
that was with Tom Hanks, right?
No. Oh, that is. Why did I think Nicolas Cage was?
That was National Treasure. That was the other conspiracy theory with the Freemasons and all that.
No, the Da Vinci Code was very good. Yeah, I thought it was very good.
Should watch that one again. Didn't they make another one?
Like but two? But in that movie, I think they explain why the Catholics didn't want, or sorry, the Christian, like the Roman Christian Catholics didn't want that information being leaked. Oh, no, because the whole part of the movie, sorry for spoilers, but the whole part of the movie was that the body of Mary was buried under the thing. It was either the body of Mary or Jesus. And if that's the biggest thing is like, if they ever found the body of Jesus, that would invalidate the entire religion.
Why?
Because Jesus he rose from the dead. There was no body when they went back to the grave.
Oh, okay.
So that's also a big conspiracy. Like people are trying to find the body of Jesus. And I think there's a couple times that they thought, because it is documented, like Jesus was a real person. He lived like during that time. People wrote about him. But then where's his body? If he was a real person.
Yeah.
But that's why in the Bible, it's because he rose. So his whole like body and I don't know. It's very confusing.
He wanted to go see Mary again.
Yeah. I also don't know. I think Mary was a prostitute.
Oh, yeah.
I think. But he said he loved them.
It's the oldest profession.
Jesus loved the sinners. That's what he said.
Yeah, he was just one of us.
Half. That's why I don't understand why that's a conspiracy. Like, why is it a big deal that if he had a female companion? I don't understand. I will never understand. Why can't Jesus be loved?
Nope.
You can't.
I don't know much about that one. So, yeah. This next one I don't want to get too into. But we can mention it.
I can't believe that this is still like a thing.
Yeah. The next one is in regards to the Holocaust.
This video is getting demonetized.
Yeah. I'm not going to dive too deep into it just because it's.
I want to know why. Like, why is Holocaust denying a thing? I mean, I guess. Sorry. I know why, because I feel like that happens with any big tragedy. Some people are like, yeah, no, that didn't happen, or that it wasn't as bad as you thought. I don't know why. I don't know why people.
Yeah, I mean, this
are you
one
getting
is
any answers? Is it just because, is it German people that don't want to acknowledge how bad it was? Not even.
It's, oh. It's at least what this one is saying here is that, well, I'll just, so despite overwhelming evidence and an admission and an apology from Germany decades ago, revisionists. Sorry, that's a Chichawea word for me. Revisionists continue to claim that nearly 6 million Jews were not killed by Nazis during the Holocaust. So I think what they're saying is that that number, like,
it's inflated. More, I gotcha.
Which, like, crazy.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure there's some people that are complete deniers of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Is this
different?
This is a little bit different.
Oh.
So this quote unquote explanation here, or at least what they're saying, is that Iranian President Mohammad Ahmadinejad, that one. For one, who has called the Holocaust a myth, suggested that Germany and other European countries, rather than Palestine, provide land for a Jewish state. So I think that's why it gets brought up with like Israel and Palestine and all that, which I don't know much about.
Yeah.
So I think that's what the like denial is or whatever. So unlike that, the Iranian president, most revisionists do not deny that the Jews were interned in prison camps during World War II. Rather, that they argued that the number of deaths was greatly exaggerated and that gas chambers are a particular sticking point. They say that they were purely rumor, or if they did indeed exist, they were not powerful enough to kill, even though there's evidence of it.
What?
They say that like all the evidence and like pictures of like all the dead bodies was actually of Czechs and Poles and Germans who died of typhus, which was rampant in the camps. So, yeah.
Sure.
It's just, this one, again, like I've said before, you know, I like to question everything, but this feels like one that
there's just so very much, there's hard so to much question. Evidence
yeah.
across many different countries.
Exactly.
Many different government bodies. Yeah. I would put this at 0%.
Yeah, same. But like the whole, just learning about that time and what was going on is just insane. Just
that's like people are like, we're living in the worst times right now. I feel like it's like, are we? Are you sure? Like,
let's get on that for a quick second.
Do you not remember the world? We've had like many.
We've had talks with people with it, whether it's regards to like having kids or doing something or whatever it is. And they're like, oh, I don't want to do that. And like these days, it's like, what do you mean? Things have always been worse and they're only getting better. There was never a time.
People are living longer than ever.
Do you want to go?
You have more amenities than ever.
What time frame do you want to go to? Pick a time in the past when you want, when we didn't have the advancements in medication and everything that we have now.
Yeah, like, I never understand that either. At what point was it the best time to be alive?
There's always terrible things going on in the world.
Granted, maybe different time periods were better for certain people.
Yes.
But like, no, I don't think everybody wants to go back to certain times.
That one. Like,
people used to just straight up die from illnesses. Like, you would have a baby, and then if they turned two and they got, I don't know, pneumonia, you're like, oh well, crap. Sorry, we gotta have another one. Like, what time period do you think was the best time?
Yeah.
It was World War II, Hitler.
I don't like. I don't like that excuse that people make when, especially when it comes to like raising kids. It's like, well. What do you mean? That's not a. It's always bad.
It's
a cover.
It's always been bad.
It's a cover for something else, which is fine. You don't want to have kids. That's completely fine. But don't say it's because, oh, it's.
I don't want to bring them into.
I don't want to bring
world.
Them to this world. It's like,
which world did you want to bring them into ever? Then
you were brought into
this
world.
You just didn't want to have kids. You just don't want to have kids.
Like I said, that's fine.
Which is fine.
Just don't give me that lame that non excuse.
Yeah, I hate that. Just say you don't want to have kids. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I know societally people make you think it's a big deal, but it's not a big deal.
The new McCrispy Strip is here. Strip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy Strip Dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, this next one is interesting. The CIA and AIDS.
What? Oh, wait, I think I have heard about this.
So since the Center for Disease Control and Prevention first reported HIV and AIDS epidemic in 1981, rumors have persisted that the deadly virus was created by the CIA to wipe out homosexuals and African Americans.
Oh, my God. If that was ever true, holy Damn.
Yeah. Even today, the conspiracy theory has a number of high-profile believers. South African President Thabo Mbeki, again, this is from 2010, so a lot of people probably aren't
alive anymore.
The presidents and maybe influential, whatever, once touted that the theory disputing scientific claims that the virus originated in Africa and accusing the U.S. government of manufacturing the disease in military labs. Sounds like something else we've had to deal with recently. When she won the Nobel Peace Prize, Kenyan ecologist Wangari Maathai used the international spotlight to support that theory as well. Others insist that the government deliberately injected gay men with the virus during 1978 hepatitis B experiments in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Others point to Richard Nixon, who combined the U.S. Army's Biowarfare Department and the National Cancer Institute in 1971. Though the co-discoverers of HIV, Dr. Robert Gallo of the National Cancer Institute, and Dr. Luc Montagnier of the Pasteur Institute in Paris don't agree on its origins, most members of the scientific community believe the virus jumped from monkeys to humans sometime during the 1930s. Just like bats with COVID.
Oh, yeah, bats. Is that confirmed that it was bats?
I don't think we have confirmed it.
Okay.
But again, like I said before, this is why I think people believe in conspiracy theories, because something like this happened. And it's, whether it's coincidence or not, people are like, well, this happened again. And like, it could be very easily scientifically explained. Like, listen, there was these monkeys, they had a disease, and it jumped from humans, and then it developed.
Well, that's usually how most diseases started from animals. So I think that's always the logical thing to point
exactly
to.
But I'm not trying to make sense of it, but I'm just saying, I think this is why people believe in conspiracies or question everything, because it's like examples of history repeating itself.
Also, it's like, who do you believe? Because there's a lot of people, there's people, or like you just said, that came out.
Yeah.
That maybe you trust, that are, they're like, oh, well, if this person's saying it, then like, maybe I should question it. But I feel like that's one I can't entertain.
No.
Personally, because it's so evil that somebody would manufacture something like that to take out people based on their ethnicity and or sexual orientation, that like, I can't, if that were ever found out to be true, I don't know how I would exist with this government.
That's a crazy one. I don't necessarily believe in it. Definitely open-minded to hearing.
I would hope to not believe that.
Yeah. That's like,
but that's crazy.
Low
no, percentage. I didn't know the whole, I had heard things, but like, I'd heard that people were blaming the government for that one too, but I didn't know the extent as to why.
The reptilian elite, as we mentioned briefly before, they are among us. Blood-drinking, flesh-eating, shape-shifting, extraterrestrial reptilian humanoids with only one objective in their cold-blooded little heads. So elegantly put there. To enslave the human race.
Damn, that was.
They are our leaders, our corporate executives, our beloved Oscar-winning actors and Grammy-winning singers, and they're responsible for the Holocaust, the Oklahoma City bombings, and the 9/11 attacks. At least according to former BBC sports reporter David Icke, who became the poster human for the theory in 1998 after publishing his first book, The Biggest Secret, which contained interviews with two Brits who claimed members of the royal family are nothing more than reptiles with crowns.
Interesting.
The conspiracy theorist and New Age philosopher who wore only turquoise for a time and insisted on being called the son of Godhead says these Anunnaki, the reptiles, have controlled humankind since ancient times. They count among their number Queen Elizabeth, George W. Bush, Henry Kissinger, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and Bob Hope. Encroaching on other conspiracy theorists' territory, Icke even claimed that the lizards are behind secret societies like the Freemasons and the Illuminati. Since earning the dubious title of Paranoid of the Decade in the late 90s, Icke, whatever his last name is, has written several books on the topic, including his latest work, The David Icke Guide to the Global Conspiracy, while operating his own website, complete with merchandise and advertisements. So you can look at this and be like, this is just some crazy guy who's trying to, I don't know, write books and sell merch and whatnot. Or it's aliens. I don't.
It's like the guy from Parks and Rec.
Oh, like, yeah.
He just keeps scheduling the end of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a crazy one. Definitely.
Yeah, I was never on the side of
very low percentage. You know, when it comes to aliens, I'm definitely more open-minded to it. And lizard people could, I guess, be alien and shape-shifting and whatnot. But
yeah, but do you think they're in the government? You think all of them have infiltrated the government?
If there are aliens and they are here and they have
that would be the most logical spot.
They could very, like, this is like a 1% to, like, this is one I'm not very confident in. And there's definitely a very large lack of evidence besides horrendously edited videos that I've seen online.
I know you've showed me some.
Oh my God, they're so stupid. They're so, it's like, come on. Yeah, this is insane. You know, there could be aliens that are lizards.
Yeah. The lizard people. Crab people.
Crab people. Crab so those are the most
popular.
Popular or most enduring conspiracy theories. All right. So the next thing I have here are conspiracy theories that actually turned out to be true.
Oh.
And because we just took a quick break real quick just now recording this podcast, I went on my phone. And I learned that the U.S. government has acknowledged that aliens exist. So
yeah, I was confused.
There we go.
What is that? What was the hearing for?
Aliens.
It was just the hearing about aliens.
So they were acknowledging that.
I think we all owe Tom DeLonge a big apology.
He posted. That's how I. So I saw my friend posted in our group chat, and then I went on Instagram real quick, and I saw the first thing I saw was a shirt that he made. It says, "Tom was right. Aliens exist."
That's awesome.
So.
I will say, yeah, that's a perfect example, though, of somebody that, like, was talking about aliens and, like, quit his job and went full force trying to, like, prove that aliens exist and that the government's, like, hiding stuff from us. And everybody was like, he's crazy.
What an idiot.
What are you doing?
He doesn't
want to
be a rock star.
I mean, I was one of those people, too. I was like, what are you doing?
Hey.
Come back and make music for me. Yeah. I don't care about your ass.
Go sing the songs I liked when I was a teenager.
I owe Tom DeLonge an apology.
No, I think he knows. He's good. Tom's good.
I was on his side earlier than this, though. Not right now.
But yeah, so apparently that's true. So
that's crazy.
They're out there. We were just talking
about it. No, the craziest part is that it said that they are in possession of unhuman bodies.
Yes, which means aliens.
What is it, though?
Well, the reptiles. They are. The lizard. Imagine that. And it's all true. That's what I'm saying. That is like... This is a good way of like looking at now, obviously some of the things we talked about today are a little more like insane to be true or like,
well, that's kind of like when people had the theory that the Purge movie was the government trying to test out whether we would, how we would receive having a purge. And I was like, or just to get us accustomed to what a purge is so that it's not so like shocking. Like, what are you talking about? We're going to have one night where crime is legal or whatever. Yeah. So maybe this is the same thing. It's like, these conspiracy theories come out to like get your mind ready.
Yes. Yes.
That happens,
is what I think happens with a lot of like movies is that.
Well, that's what I was saying with the purge.
Yeah. Is that they make the movies to see how we react. Exactly. I agree. I'm in agreement with you.
Well, then that would tie in the Illuminati or like the, because it would be the high Hollywood actors and producers and stuff were meeting with government.
All right. We need you guys to make a movie where crime's legal
for 24
hours. And we're going to see how that goes.
We're testing this out.
Some people think there's overpopulation. Some, you know, we're just trying to see what this might do.
Oh, my God.
We got you. We got it perfect. It's going
to
be called the
Purge. I feel like it's also exhausting. Who has the time to orchestrate stuff?
What do you mean?
Like, maybe I'm just a lazy, tired person, but like, who has the time to like, you know,
because when you become extremely like powerful, whether from money or whatever, then what else are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess. It's kind of like
bored of golf.
Kind of like Squid Games.
Yeah. Yeah. People just doing what they can get away with.
Was Squid Games getting us ready for something?
It's all conspiracies. It's all real.
Okay. Let's hear about the real ones.
All right. So these are like. Conspiracy theories that turn to be true. Some of these.
Including that alien bodies exist.
Yes. So now we know. So you're hearing it live in a way, but not really. Okay.
But not really, because you'll hear about it before this comes out.
All right. The first conspiracy is during Prohibition, the government poisoned alcohol to keep people from drinking.
I mean, alcohol is poison.
Correct. Crazy conspiracy theories almost always suggest the government is behind it all, and they were right. Again, manufacturers of industrial alcohol have been mixing their product with dangerous chemicals for years prior to Prohibition. But between 1926 and 1933, the federal government pushed manufacturers to use stronger poisons to discourage bootleggers from turning the alcohol into moonshine. That didn't stop the bootleggers or their customers, and by the end of Prohibition, more than 10,000 Americans had been killed by tainted booze.
Oh my God. But this is what I'm talking about. Then stuff like this comes out and you're like, oh, well, it's not impossible that the government is doing things.
That's what I'm saying. You got to be open-minded. You can't be closed-minded to things, whether it's conspiracies or whatever it may be. That's what happened. This is my problem with how society has changed as of late, is that we're so steadfast one way or another. And then it's like something comes out, like aliens came out today.
I think I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Like, I'm information tired.
Absolutely. It's information overload.
Yeah.
And the, yeah, it's just.
Okay. What's the next?
Frustrating. That the first lady who ran the country is the title. A stroke rendered President Woodrow Wilson incapable of governing, and his wife serendipitously,
I've never seen that word before.
And his wife stepped in. Wilson did suffer a debilitating stroke towards the end of his presidency, but the government felt it was in the country's best interest to keep things quiet. The public didn't learn about the stroke for months, during which time his wife, Edith Wilson, was making most executive decisions.
Yeah, get it, Edith.
Despite this, Wilson's historians who have analyzed the Wilson term in office confirmed that for well over a year, Miss Wilson was effectively president.
I believe it. Oh, well, it was proven true, so yeah. I don't know. But that's like when people say that Kamala. I can never say it right. Kamala Harris is actually the one making all decisions, not Biden, because Biden's like
very
incapacitated. We could find out later that maybe that was true.
Who knows anymore?
Who knows?
Who knows? Don't trust anyone. Believe everything and nothing. The CIA was testing LSD and other hallucinogenic drugs on Americans in a top secret experiment and behavior modification. And this is true. The program was known as MK Ultra, and it was real. The CIA started by using volunteers. The novelist Ken Kesey was one notable subject, but the program had soon began dosing people without their knowledge. MK Ultra left many victims permanently mentally disabled.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Damn. The next one, the Dalai Lama is a CIA agent.
That was true?
Perhaps the reason the Dalai Lama is smiling in all the photos has something to do with the six-figure salary that he pulled from the U.S. government during the 1960s. According to declassified intelligence documents, he earned $180,000 in connection with the CIA's funding of the Tibetan resistance to the tune of $1.7 million per year. The idea was to disrupt and hamper China's infrastructure.
Damn.
The FBI was spying on former Beatle John Lennon.
What? They didn't do a good job at watching him.
Crazy conspiracy theories regarding celebs are always interesting, and this is one. It's true. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Like many counterculture heroes, John Lennon was considered a threat. Anti-war songs like Give Peace a Chance didn't exactly endear former Beatle John Lennon to the Nixon administration. NPR reported in 2010 that in 1971, the FBI put Lennon under surveillance and the
Immigration
and Naturalization Service. That's what IRS stands. That's INS. Yeah. Tried to deport him a year later. Crazy.
Interesting.
The government is spying on you. With advances in technology, the government is using its vast resources to track citizens.
I'm so shocked.
In 2016, government agencies sent 49,868 requests for user data to Facebook, 27,850 to Google, and 9,076 to Apple. According to Electronic Frontier Foundation, a major nonprofit organization that defends civil liberties in the digital world and advises the public on matters of internet privacy, you've probably also heard that your computer camera could be used to spy on you. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's likely true.
You taught me, taught me that. I knew about it, but you were the one that like pushed me to get a cover for my laptop camera.
Yeah, I don't have a cover on this
which
one.
You no longer have. We usually keep it shut when you're not.
Well, the main one, but not on this laptop. Hi, government.
I mean, I'm not doing anything that interesting. So
no, not too worried about it. Yeah, if you have nothing to hide, then you shouldn't be worried. But if you do, well, They know.
They know. They already know.
Just waiting to get you. Big Tobacco knew that cigarettes cause cancer. For decades, tobacco companies buried evidence that smoking is deadly. This ties in with how we've discussed food.
Yeah, I understand, innocently thinking,
oh, no.
I think it's because I always just try to think that people have good intentions.
People do not. People do not have good intentions. People. Majority of people do not have good intentions. At the beginning of the 1950s, research was showing an indisputable statistical link between smoking and lung cancer, but it wasn't until the late 1990s that Philip Morris, the nation's largest cigarette maker at the time, even admitted that smoking could cause
cancer. That's crazy.
So let's circle back to what I've been saying.
49 years they knew?
Don't trust anyone. Be open-minded. Because
I still think it's crazy that when we watch the infomercial things about cigarettes and they were like, it can help you lose weight.
Yeah.
It's a healthy...
The old,
when they first were marketing cigarettes and they were like, it's healthy.
They have good intentions, Lauren. They're just, you know.
It calms you down.
They're just trying to make you feel better. And then worse. Yeah, I mean, conspiracy theories, it's a tough subject because some of them are batshit crazy. But then again.
Or some of them undermine like actual victims of things.
Yes, that's the hard. It's like, you don't want to take away the victims of these if, you know, they were tragedies.
I think it's more about just like asking questions.
Yes.
I think the problem is sometimes when you think of a conspiracy theorist, the picture that you have in your mind is somebody who's
just
like
a crazy person.
Batshit. Yeah.
When in reality, what happens is like usually like I have a friend who's not a conspiracy theorist, but for a while he has like told me things that at the time I would dismiss as like crazy conspiracy theories. And as the years have gone on.
Like Tom DeLong?
Yes. And as the years, it's not Tom DeLong I'm talking about.
It's not Tom DeLong's not your friend?
No. But as the years have gone on, a lot of the things he has told me about or warned me about have come to fruition. So it's just like, again, I've learned to be more open-minded and just expect the worst.
Are you talking
now.
About like sucralose?
Yes. And other stuff like that.
Wait, what was the other one? Oh, aspartame.
Yes.
Do you think they knew?
Absolutely. They all know, Lauren. They all know. It's all done. It's a vicious cycle. They manufacture food that makes us sick that the pharmaceuticals can make money.
Oh,
so
no, we're going down.
It's true.
I was just about to say.
It's true. Not everything is deliberately done. But
my thing is always like, I need a why.
You need to money.
Leave. Okay.
Money.
I'm not saying with that. I'm saying with, there's some conspiracy theories that people will tell me.
Yes.
And I'm like, but that doesn't make any sense.
It's usually money.
Because what? Yes.
Money. It's all about money. And being naive to that is going to hurt you. That's what I've learned.
It's usually always money. It's either money or power.
You see the same thing. That's all they want. Well, because once they get it, then they just want more of it. And it's like...
Well, that's why I believe in the... I'm sorry, I don't believe. I have a high percentage of belief in the Titanic one that we didn't go over
either.
Oh, well,
why don't we quickly go over that? Oh, yeah.
Well, I think I went over it in a previous podcast. Yeah. I don't know which one, though.
Ocean? Maybe the ocean one?
Yeah, but that wasn't technically the ocean. I mean, I guess... I don't know, briefly, if you didn't hear it, there's a conspiracy theory that I think is kind of plausible and kind of goes into your whole money thing, that the people who owned the Titanic ship also owned another ship called the Olympus, the Olympia, something with Olympic in the name. And right before the Titanic set sail, there was a problem with the Olympia where they had to, like, the cost of fixing it was going to be astronomical and like not worth it to them. So if you look at pictures like side by side, they look very similar, the Titanic and the Olympia or whatever. Yeah. So the theory is that the company spent the money to rebrand the Olympia to look like the Titanic with the name of the Titanic. So sailed it. And purposely Which, okay, this is where it gets kind of far-fetched, because it's like how, I mean, I guess they could have planned it, but like that they purposely ran it into an iceberg to sink it to collect the insurance money, which they did.
Yeah.
Thus keeping all of this money instead of like having to spend all this money to fix a boat. They got a huge payout of insurance money and also got to keep this brand new ship.
It's called the Olympic.
There you go. Yeah, the Olympic. Yeah, so that's the conspiracy theory with Titanic. Again, another tragedy that people are probably like, how could this have happened? I mean, it is crazy that story, I feel like, sticks with people so much, because literally the entire story of Titanic is that they built an unsinkable ship.
Yeah.
And on its first voyage, it sunk. Yeah. Like, who? How? That's why it just became such a big thing. It's like people were like, oh, it is unsinkable. This is a marvel. And then it literally sinks the first chance it gets to take sail. Like, who? It's too, I don't know. And also, how did they not see the iceberg?
They were distracted conveniently. Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what happened. It's still a tragedy regardless.
Yeah. Well, that's people like any died. Any of these tragedies that have become conspiracy theories, like their result is still tragic.
It's just like, why and did then it happen?
People start looking into it and you uncover more truths to things. And yeah, it's
again, that was like a coincidence of timing. Oh, the other part of that conspiracy is that there was a lot of big names that were supposed to be on the Titanic that conveniently pulled out at the last second.
Yeah.
And the like, whether that's coincidence or not, it leads people to believe that somebody told them not to be on that ship because something was going to happen. Because they knew that they were going to sink it for money.
It's a crazy world that we live in. And
I think those are the ones I believe the most, is like if it ties back to money.
Yes.
When it ties back to not money, then I'm like, okay, that seems a little like there's no real like I feel like money is something that makes people do money absolutely crazy things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'd say like maybe romance too, but that's on the smaller end of it.
Much. Yeah.
No, it's money. The lower it's all end.
Money. It's all money. It's all. Yeah. Control, power. And that's what a lot of these conspiracy theories all have in common. And there's no like comforting words I feel like I can leave people with or anything.
It's like,
it just sucks.
Yeah, we're just leaving people with like, don't trust anything.
Don't trust, question everything. But that's true though. Like, that's what I was trying to say earlier in the podcast with like COVID and stuff. I'm not trying to like talk about it in negative ways, but I'm just trying to say like, we've been through things like this before. And people have used that to take advantage of people. So
I think it's the more so like if you ask a question about anything.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Exactly.
I feel like that was the worst part of COVID was just asking a question.
Oh, you don't believe in the like.
But like it's a legit, like if it wasn't COVID times.
Yeah.
And you were either going to get infected with something or you were going to get a vaccine for something. Wouldn't you be asking questions? Like, I would still be asking. I even with Melody with vaccines, like she gets her vaccines, but I still make sure I ask questions. I research it. I make sure what she's getting, like I know the risks and not, but like to say that there's absolutely no risk is a little crazy.
No,
and
absolutely.
Also if you ask about it, it's
and
a
I've said it
crazy.
Before and I'll say it again. Like we're just humans. We're just people creating things. Like just because someone made something, whether it's a vaccine or
a Titanic
or a skyscraper or aliens, like it's all
iPhones.
Just people, iPhone, it's all technology. Like, it's all just people making it. They're all have like,
I think
they're
it's
not
just
perfect. Things
every
aren't perfect.
Person is, has a bias and an agenda. And it's like secession again, brings back secession. Everybody's got a game. What game are you playing?
Yep.
Everybody's got a game.
Yeah.
And some people's games are more evil than other people's. More people want to help other people more than others. My words are getting all jumbled. But yeah, I think that's at the core of conspiracy theories. It's just like, not everybody would do what you think that they're going to would do. Like, not everybody's going to do what you would hope that they would do, I guess.
Yeah.
If there's any self-preservation in it, they're going to do it. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Like, just like the cigarette smoking companies. Like, once they learned about cancer, they're like, well, we can't.
Yeah, we can't. We're going to get in trouble. We're going to lose our money.
Put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, depending on your person, like, I would not want to be responsible for the deaths and horrible illnesses. But of course, there's going to be, like, CEO people that are like, we would lose everything if we tell them.
Yeah.
And then that's like, where it and then you, trickles like, well, down.
People are losing everything. People are losing their lives.
Yes. And, but that's what I mean. But it's self-preservation. Just, it's the CEO being like, this is going to hurt me. So how do I stop this from hurting me?
Exactly.
Oh, I'll lie. Yes. Like, it always trickles down to like, how do I keep the money? How do I save myself?
That's like with this alien stuff that's coming out. And it's like, well, why did the government keep it from us? And it's like, well, I mean, there's probably many conspiracy theories and things, but like, stuff that comes to my mind is like, I feel like a lot of religious stuff is tied. Like a lot of religious stuff would like break down if they were like, well,
it could be. I mean, you could put a religious explanation on it. Yes. It doesn't discredit all of religion. I'm not saying that it does. I think I'm just trying to think like
why
maybe like more of a panicky thing. Like they don't.
It's control, I guess. I don't know. It just. Why would you not want your people to be prepared? And aware. Are people like,
maybe it's just like they, if they think that they don't acknowledge it, it'll go away.
Yes. Out of sight, out of mind. That's what I feel like it's a fine. Lot of stuff.
This is fine. Mm-hmm. We're not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Interesting topic.
Yep.
Hopefully.
We didn't mean to ruffle any feathers. We just were trying to have an more or less open discussion about conspiracy theories and some of the more well-known ones. And how that kind of ties into what we all just went through in the past couple of years with COVID. Not that COVID's a conspiracy theory, but just, you know, uncertainty.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was involved in the COVID conspiracy theory. Do you remember that?
No.
I was one of the first people to come out on YouTube as it having COVID. And I hit the YouTube trend just as a personal note to end on. That. You don't remember that? No. I do because it was like, I was like, what is happening? That was my first eye opening of like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I got COVID and then made a video on it, which actually I wasn't even going to make a video on it. But then when I was talking to my friends, they were like, oh, I thought you were going to make a video. Like I want, everybody was very, it was like the first.
It was December going into 21. So it was the winter, like the first winter of COVID.
Yes. Yeah. But COVID started that spring. And a lot of people like didn't like I only knew a handful of people personally who had it before us that I could talk to. And none of them were pregnant. I was pregnant when I had it, which was also an added layer. So when I was talking to my friends, they were like, oh, I thought you were going to make a video. Like, I think it could be really helpful, especially to people who are pregnant and like scared and might not know what's. I was like, you know what? You're right. Like, I should make a video because it'll maybe put some people's mind at ease of like, hey, I had COVID. I was pregnant. I'm OK. The baby's OK.
Yeah.
Like, obviously be cautious. You don't want to get like I would still even now if I got COVID again while pregnant, I would be like. Any illness is going to be something that's scary. But back then we knew nothing. Like literally I called my doctor and they were like, go to the hospital if you can't breathe, otherwise rest. Like that was all the help that he gave us. Like we felt very alone.
That's what another example of how we went from knowing nothing to a couple months later. But, oh, we have a vaccine. Everyone's good to go. Trust it. Like I'm not trying to say it's bad. I'm just questioning it. And like, why? What happened? I'm just... Just want to question.
Anyway, I made a video because I thought it would be helpful to people. And I got put on the YouTube trending tab and thus the floodgates opened of just anybody coming in with their opinion. And I can't tell you how many comments I got saying that COVID was not real. And that, but that's what I mean. Like, so at what point do you draw the line? Like, are you looking at it?
35-minute video.
Look, I even got a warning on it of like COVID-19 trigger.
Where's the views? Why can't I see views?
21,000 comments. What do you mean, where's the views?
Where do you see 1.9. any views?
Right there.
Still don't see it. Oh, when did it move?
I don't know.
I feel like that's not always. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I got 21,000 comments. That's like one of the highest commented. I did in there. In the description, if you write it, it automatically does it. But like I did, definitely got comments of people being like, I'm pregnant, this helped.
Yeah, well, I'm going through these comments. It's like, I'm pregnant.
Yes, and it might have gotten filtered out since this. But in the beginning, it was all people saying that COVID wasn't real or that it's a conspiracy. Like they thought, and I like jokingly told Bobby, I was like, oh my God, I finally did it. I'm finally part of a government conspiracy. Like at what point people either thought I was lying that I had COVID because there's no way that COVID is real. Mm-hmm. There was that I was lying about it, that doctors were telling me that I had COVID, but it was a different illness, even though I've never experienced an illness like that in my life.
We definitely had COVID. lost our taste, losing your taste.
They thought I was lying and never had COVID. I guess those were the two things, that like COVID wasn't real. I was either lying for clout or lying as part of the government conspiracy because I'm that important. I'm a crisis actor, Bobby. I didn't know if you knew this.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's a perfect example of like being on one side of it and being like, no, COVID is real. I had it.
Yeah.
It was a very different than anything I've ever experienced in my life. It wasn't.
Absolutely.
It was bad, but I didn't. It wasn't like I didn't have to go to the hospital, thank God, or anything. But like, we lost taste. I've never had that in my life, and ever since, like, I've been like, yeah, our tastes have been different. Like, it was definitely like, it was like a slightly life altering. That's why I'm not undermining COVID.
No,
COVID is a thing. We know people who went to the hospital. We know people that almost died from it.
Absolutely.
We had to go through extra stuff with like being pregnant and like testing and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a vaccine is warranted.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was when I was the most confused when the vaccine came out and I was pregnant, breastfeeding, whatever. So I had to ask questions because I was like, I am not only responsible for making decisions for me, I'm making decisions for my like unborn child and or newborn child. So I remember being like, do I have to take the vaccine if I had COVID? Because you're telling me that the risks of the vaccine are equal to or less than the risks of getting COVID. So if I already got COVID and I already have the risks of having COVID, should I take on the added risks of the vaccine? Yeah. And nobody could give me a solid answer.
Well, that goes in part with what I was saying. I still got
the vaccine because I was trying to be, because people were like, you should get you should get the vaccine. You should I wanted to help society. I was like, I knew I got COVID. I knew I was fine from it, but I didn't want to spread it and I didn't want to hurt anybody else. So I'm going to get it. But like thinking back, I'm also like, yeah, and I remember at one point they were like, yeah, you can get it while you're pregnant. I was like, how do you know that? That was the one thing I said. I had COVID. I have the antibodies. I'm not getting the vaccine until like I'm done doing stuff with my newborn baby because I don't want to make that decision for her.
That's my biggest takeaway from what we all went through with COVID is that we didn't know what was going on. And then all of a sudden it was just, we were given a vaccine.
But it's the same as anything. Things. It's the same as smoking. When they first made smoking, they did not know it caused cancer.
No.
They eventually found out it caused cancer and then covered it up.
Yeah.
But in the beginning they were like, it's healthy. Don't worry about it. Diet. Like how do you know if that's happened in the past?
That's why we have conspiracy theories, because people theorize on these topics and ideas and they start thinking and looking at history and seeing what happened with this and seeing what happened with that. And now we're going through something like that again. And it's like, well, what do we believe? We don't know what to believe anymore because everything has an ulterior motive behind it. There is no like one ultimate ruler of the world and provider of knowledge that can say this is real, this is true, this is that. Because it's all manipulated. It's all controlled through money and power.
I think it's harder for people like me who try to assume that people have good intentions. And then you're like,
most people think when you like people want are like, to have good intentions.
It's like when brands say stuff, they're like, we stand with this. And it's like, you're a brand.
You're just
like,
saying
you're just
this
saying that so that we buy people, your product.
Exactly.
You don't care. That's why it's so weird when people are like, thank God you said something. It's like, why?
Yeah.
What I mean, I guess on the flip side of that, if they came out and they were like, we're into like killing babies, then maybe I'd be like, okay, I don't think I'm gonna visit your stores anymore. But at least I know they're not doing it for money reasons. They're being like, this is what we're into. I hope you're on board.
That's pretty crazy, but yes.
I understand. I meant I don't care what my brand stands for. Unless it's something very negative, then I would probably be like. That's why I have a hard line with Chick-fil-A. It's so hard.
Yeah.
I'll only visit Chick-fil-A if Scott goes with me.
I saw this really funny joke. It was like someone should open up or start a like food truck that goes to Chick-fil-A's Sundays. It's like, I forget what the name of it would be, but
it should be all rainbows.
Yeah.
And they should donate all of their money to LGBTQ plus organizations. That would be the best on Sundays.
All right. Well, that is our podcast on conspiracy theories and the many facets that come along with them.
It was just as all over the place as I had anticipated and why I hadn't done it.
And
for
if
so long.
You were triggered by any of this, I'm sorry.
We didn't mean it.
We didn't mean it. We're just expressing our views and opinions. And
not even. I feel like most of this, I was just like, I don't know.
Yes.
My main takeaway is I don't know. And you shouldn't know either. Know. I feel like it's weirder if you're like, I 100% am sure in this.
I mean, now we know more about aliens, which is pretty cool. Apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
So we'll see what's going on with that.
But again, you can't believe that either. Who's she working for? Maybe. Pretending,
that guy's an alien?
Maybe you could pretend that aliens are out for another agenda.
Probably.
They
raised interest rates today, so they're distracting.
I'm telling
us.
You. Yeah, they
it's all a distraction.
That too. That I definitely believe in.
Distractions.
Media redirection distractions. Like the whole Titanic submarine thing.
Yeah.
At the same time that like immigrants were I forget there was the boat. See, exactly. They like reported on like a boat that went missing with immigrants that like died, and then all of a sudden they're like, wait. There's this submarine we're going to track for 3 days, even though we're pretty sure that it is not down at the bottom of the ocean.
Just be more open-minded and question everything and don't trust anybody. That's
there you
it.
Go. Life
those lesson. Are my those are my little imparting.
Oh, and actually wisdoms. our ending phrase kind of goes with that.
Yeah. And remember,
everything is creepy.